Hello, Brenda.
Oh, hello. Good morning.
How are you? What's your story, Brenda?
Yes, I'm not going to start throwing slings and arrows, but I wish to tell you my life. I'm 54 years of age. I was widowed 10 years ago. I have raised four children, the youngest of whom was five when her father died. And from that point onwards, we did both work. We both raised our children. And for 10 years, I have lived in poverty. I receive £153 per week. I pay my rent, which is 25% off. I pay council tax, gas, electric, water rates, bills, food. At the end of those 2 weeks, when I get my money, I have £60 for a fortnight to feed, clothe, and provide the basics of life for my daughter and I. Now, I am of a generation...
That's £30 a week.
Yes, yes.
For yourself and your daughter.
Yes,
to
absolutely.
To feed and clothe her.
Yes.
How on earth do you do that?
That is for food, clothing and basics. Now, basics have gone out the window. I have had nothing at all for 10 years at all, and I can state that quite sincerely. I provide for my daughter. I make sure that she's warm. I put the heating on when she goes to gets up in the morning. It goes off in the day and I'm cold. And then I put it on in the evening and I still can't manage to pay the bills. I had children within a marriage. I had a good marriage and we provided for our children until my husband died 10 years ago. And there's two sides to this story. I cannot find anybody to help me. Last year was the first year I asked the Salvation Army for some food for Christmas.
So what do you do at Christmas for presents, for example?
Well, we go without, don't we? We have to go without.
Does your daughter get any presents at Christmas?
Pardon? What I can afford, which is about £30 worth, which is fine. She's got used to it. But as regards her peers, as regards laptops, as regards mobile phones, there we have nothing of that.
How old is your daughter, Brenda?
My daughter is coming up 15.
And what was it like asking the Salvation Army for Christmas food, Brenda? What did it
feel
like?
Right, in my generation, I'm seeing both sides here. I felt humiliated. I had no self-respect for myself. I couldn't... I really had to think about before phoning them up. I thought, I cannot ask for it. And yet there are youngsters out there who have never worked... Mm-hmm. Who are having children by different fathers and having everything, and yet me, I could see both sides, and I am in absolute poverty. You don't know what it's like to be cold. I do not eat. My daughter comes first. I eat like a bread roll filled up with cheese, and that is my meal every night.
And yet, Brenda, we're just coming to the end of the programme tonight, but I've spoken to many wealthy people on programmes like this over the years, and... A lot of them can't demonstrate the love that you can demonstrate for your daughter. So that's what you do have, Brenda. And I say thank you so, so much for joining me tonight.